We are here on KSOM and the Harlan Cyclones bid adieu to their all-time leading coach in victories, with Mitch Osborne retiring after this season. A longtime coach, 41 years in the business, not just with Harlan, but with Pomeroy Palmer, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, as he leaves. So the Cyclones moved quickly to find his replacement, and an assistant in the system is going to be bumped up to the head coaching spot. The new head basketball coach for the Harlan Cyclones is Dean Mosher. He joins us here on KSOM. And, Coach, congratulations on getting the job, and how's it feel to get this opportunity?
Thank you very much. It's a little bit, it's new, obviously, and it's a lot to take on initially. excuse me, as you said, it came so quick, but I'm excited for the opportunity and just looking forward to get the season and or the off season started and get going with it.
How would you evaluate the team from this past season? I mean, I guess from Mitch's perspective and from everybody's perspective, a 9-13 season is not up to standards and expectations, which are high, admittedly. But still, how would you evaluate this past season?
For sure, you know, we're always looking to be the best, I guess, you know, and get those wins. But even with that record, there's a, you know, 5-7 games that we are right there in the mix, right to the end. So flip of a coin, not a flip of a coin, but, you know, we were right there in there. It's not like we didn't have a chance in those games. So, you know, and through the season, there's great improvement offensively and defensively. We thought as a coaching staff that we were improving and seeing growth, even though we weren't getting the wins that we wanted. But we thought going into the postseason that we were clicking and had just as good a chance as anybody to continue this season. It just came up a little short, but happy with how we competed and finished the season.
So you've been at Harlan, as I understand, for about 5 years in the school system there. You've coached at a number of different levels. Take us through your 5 years at Harlan, what they've been like, and you know, and the levels of basketball that you've coached.
Yeah, so like you said, I've been here. This is my fifth year here. I started in the eighth grade level for 2 years. I actually had the seniors this year that finished the season this year. I had them in eighth grade, so it was a great way to see them go through the system and finish their careers. And then the last 3 years I've been at the freshman level. And then I always, the last five, I've always helped with JV and varsity here and there with practices and games. So that's my kind of my workload through the 5 years here at Harlan for basketball.
Yeah. And what does Harlan basketball mean to you? What do you think it's all about?
There's a great history, obviously. And I've been fortunate enough to know a lot of players, former players that have gone here, that have had the success. I went to college with quite a few of them and know them out of school. So I know it means a lot. It means a lot to me being able to be a part of the Harlan community and the basketball system, along with a couple other sports. But I know the history here. And I'm just trying to put a good foot forward to try to, well, I'd love to match, but just to follow Mitch in a positive way for the program and for the boys that are coming in and being a good role model for the program.
Yeah, you've been here for 5 years, but what are your impressions of being able to work with Mitch Osborne, who's a veteran, third all-time in Iowa high school history in wins, and maybe – what kind of things did you pick up for him?
Well, you couldn't ask for, you know, a better person to follow and coach with, be able to learn from, listen to, ask questions about. It's been great. You know, it's so much to take in, but I take in as much as I can and always try to learn from him. I said this yesterday, but just his passion for basketball and the program and the kids he coaches, it comes off and you can see it right in plain sight, and it trickles down to the other coaches, as including myself, to have that passion to come in every day and try to match his passion, even though he's been through a lot. You know, he always comes to practice and games, anything that involves basketball, and we're there for him and trying to get that excitement and enthusiasm like he has for all the years in the past. But it's a great honor to have coached with him and to learn from him and do my best going forward with the program.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be easy to succeed a guy like him. How daunting a challenge is this for you?
Yeah, I know it's there. I don't think anybody wants the easy road. No matter who was previous or after a successful coach, you're trying to do your best. And you can only do what you're in when you can control. So I completely, his past and his greatness is awesome, and it's great for the program. But I can only control what I can control and try to do my best to put my foot forward and kind of my stamp on the program going forward, and hopefully it's a positive one.
Yeah, I mean, you got the job, so it's hard, but there it is. I mean, you know, you're the coach now, so time to put your imprint. This is your program, and time and hopefully success will help you with that. Where are you from originally, and what started your interest in basketball? Where'd you go to college? Say, give me a little bit about your background.
I'm back and forth from southern Indiana, a town called Vincennes, and Sioux Center, Iowa. Kind of back and forth from grade school and middle school and high school. So I went to eighth grade in high school in Vincennes. And then I came back up to Storm Lake and played football up there. That's where I got to know a number of athletes from Harlan, including Kevin Osborne. I went to college with him. So, but my basketball enthusiasm came at a young age, being from Indiana, playing basketball growing up. It's just been a passion of mine, especially for the coaching realm. The playing, I was more so a football player, but the coaching part of it, I've always enjoyed it a little bit more. And so that's where it kind of came back in full circle. My parents, my dad's from Harlan, and my mom taught here early on. So it was nice to get back to a familiar setting and be part of the school system and community that my parents were a part of.
Right. And what college again, did you say, what did you went to?
Buena Vista University. Okay. Storm Lake.
Yeah. Storm Lake. Yeah. Yeah. With the Beavers. Right. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Buena Vista. Okay, cool. Dean Mosier, new head coach for Harlan Cyclones here on KSOM. So coach, how would you describe just your philosophy? Your what style that you want to bring to this Harlan team?
Mentioned this yesterday as well, but I've been a defensive, guy, a player. I love playing defense myself, but along with the great defense that we played this year overall, I'd love to hit more on that and continue that defensive mindset on the court, try to get some easy transition buckets, not easy, but, you know, get in transition and get out and run a little bit. Starting on the defensive end, and then open up some shots and kind of a faster flow if we can off the defensive end. On the other side of that, just the working hard mentality day in and day out on practice and the off season, during the season, just working our tails off in practice, in game prep, in all the aspects, just to know that hopefully that we worked harder than the person across from us, and just have that confidence in games and in practice, and hopefully it leads to some success on the court.
Yeah, Harlan loses six total seniors. Three of them are starters this past year, but there's talent coming back. Of course, Dallas McDowell hopefully will get some consideration for some honors here in the postseason. Kobe Clausen had a big year in his sophomore season. What do you make of the talent that you have coming back next year?
Yeah, we have a good, like the two that you said. We also have a good senior class with pretty good numbers, 5 or 6 that are coming back. Not a lot of varsity experience, but experience overall in the last 3 years. So that's a plus. You have a good, solid group of younger guys coming in from the bottom, 8th grade on up to the juniors. Just a good balance of leadership, veteran leadership, and then some new guys that are eager to want to get in there and try to get roles for them across the board. So just the good balance of the older guys, the younger guys, and just trying to find a spot and how everybody clicks together. But through the last, especially the last this year, they work well together. They get along on and off the court. So hopefully that chemistry follows this next year and onto the court.
This will obviously be your first varsity head coaching position. What's the biggest challenge for you in taking that on?
I would say just all the little things that I don't see Coach Osborne do on the day-to-day basis. I have my roles as a freshman coach, helping with little things, but with I'm sure there's a ton of things that I'll get put on my plate that I got to be ready for. And Coach Osborne, thankfully, has already said that he'll help me with whatever I would need. So that's a huge plus. And with Coach Swanson being there with me as well, he's been a huge influence and help with the day-to-day game planning, all the other little things that go into game prep, practice prep, talking to parents, players, all that stuff. So both those coaches said they'll be there with me, helping me. And it comes with, along with the responsibility or mistakes that could be made or things that I don't know about, but I'll learn it on the way, hopefully, and grow from it.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and congratulations again on the job. And certainly we wish you much success in the future. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the interview.
Dean Mosier, the new head boys basketball coach for the Harlan Cyclones, with us here on KSOM.